Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can do all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
And it's Friday. Go see Marty. And it's Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Hey, listen, man. First and foremost, it is Friday. Blessed to get through another week. Blessed to see another weekend. Blessed to have another fit week. Blessed to have another podcast. And listen, we here, man. This is the best fitness podcast out. We bring in the energy. You see, I'm not in the studio today. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. The fellas, you know, my boys, they be tired every Friday, man. Big Rob be sluggish. Tune, sluggish. So I told him, man, I said, y'all get some rest, man. Y'all know me. My energy be on 1,000 all day. So I'm like, y'all get some rest, man. But I should be back in there next Friday. But anyway, man, if this is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. And if you a returner, I need you to do one thing. I need y'all to hit the like button. And you sitting here wondering, why are we going to hit the like button for this weird ninja with sunglasses on inside, loser ninja? Why you need to hit the like button for him? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The realest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the funniest, the most haters, the most backlash. The list goes on. I could stay here all day and say that list, but we only got that type of time. But anyway, make sure y'all hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button too. And listen, man, with all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's get to this episode, because we got a lot to review today. Because, oh my God, America is cooked.
Let him cook.
And Canada too. Some of these videos from Canada.
Let him cook.
All right. So let's get to it, man. Wicked Scorpion, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What you know, Joe? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And is my mic cool? Can y'all hear me good? Let me know if I need to turn my mic up. Nikki Harris, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Steph, I hit the like button. Thank God it's Friday Source. What up, Steph? Hey, what up, Indian Dolly? Because he's the coolest, the coldest, the dopest. Steph know what it is. Happy Friday. Shy, welcome back to the show. Joe Thomas tapping in. Mafa, make America fit again. What's up, Fit Fam? Mona, what's really good? What's going on? And listen, man, look, we keeping the energy. But before I start, Shy said I can hear you. Appreciate it. Before I start, why the old head come up to me in the gym today?
Nope.
Talking about something. Hey, man, you still making your videos?
Nope.
Like, bro, I make videos every day, bro. I don't know what's up. What app are you on?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I ain't been paying attention. Listen.
Nope.
We post content daily over here. All right, so don't get it twisted. On one of my platforms, we posting. So with all that being said, listen, we got the Pop the Balloon show.
What?
Ladies. I hate to get on the ladies. You know, we're going to get on the fellas today, too. Ladies, why do y'all spend all this money on the BBLs?
What?
And then lie about it? Like, we can't see that motherfucker. We see that that silicone ass?
What?
We see that concrete ass?
What?
Why are you lying about it? It's obvious.
What?
In most cases, it's obvious. You spend all this money to get the surgery.
What?
Y'all flaunt it. Y'all encourage other women to do it.
What?
Y'all sit here talking about some, yeah, ladies, you go get a surgery. You're not going to be bad. You're not going to be a baddie forever. Get the surgery.
What?
And now you going to lie about it? Y'all putting the surgery on credit. Y'all putting the surgery on Klarna and Afterpay. And then you going to lie about it. And like we can't see it. Let me stop. Let me just show y'all the video. Because this shit getting crazy out here. Look at this bullshit on Pop the Balloon. We going to cancel Pop the Balloon. I'm sick of this show.
Steen, why was your balloon unpopped for him?
Because, again, the clothes situation is a little bit too.
Don't be talking about my man's clothes. And you built like a Teletubby. Let's keep it going.
Tight. Okay. A little bit too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now he on some bullshit.
Why'd you end up popping her balloon?
Probably because just a little bit. You know, I'm not like BBL type dude, so. You
know.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's well, probably. I never had a BBL.
Okay. Get the fuck out of here.
Stop the cap.
You gonna tell me that ain't a BBL? That's a BBL. Hold on. That's a BBL. A BB. Well. A BB hell nah. A BB hell no. A BB what the hell. A BB oh well. A BB she need to go in the jail cell for lying like that.
No worries.
It's okay.
Assumed. I'm
too sexy for the trap. And then you go to her Instagram, and she has a video that says 1 month post-op. That's why you don't get on the internet lying. Don't get on the internet lying. It's receipts on the internet. And if you're going to get on the internet and lie, make sure there ain't no receipts on there. Ladies, get in the gym. You ain't got to lie about that. All right? And if a dude say he don't want a gym chick, he's an idiot.
Nope.
Gym beats the BBL every time, ladies. You could have got a fatter ass in the gym.
What?
You could have got a more shapely ass in the gym.
What?
And the legs don't match. So, ladies, get that shit out of here. You ain't fooling us. That's some bullshit. I'm killing y'all. It's only the first video. And let's keep this podcast going. Let's get in these comments. Because it's getting crazy out here, man. What you lying for? What's good, Lex? Lex laughing. I'm already laughing before I see the video. I know it's some foolishness. I'll play the video again because that's straight foolishness. Big spider in a building. Chick got mad because she claimed I was fat shaming. But she income shame, height shame, and non-crash out shame dudes every day. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, bro. That's part of the reason I do what I do for my content, and I really give zero fucks about what anybody thinks, because people shame for all types of shit, but they want to demonize quote-unquote fat shaming, and this is the one that's directly tied to our health. D-size ain't directly tied to our health. Height ain't directly affecting our health.
What?
Income could be. You could make an argument for that.
What?
But the shit they be shaming people on, listen, I don't want to hear nothing about it. A BB go to hell, yes. Wow, she actually has videos and still lied.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That might be Latina women. Latina women taking the L today. She might be black. Let's give an L to black women and Latina women.
I'm not going to say
all right, what we don't
race,
know what she
what
is.
People,
both of y'all take an L today. And don't say I hate black women. Your mama black. Guess what? Yes. My mom is black, and my black mom agreed with all the shit I put up here. Anyway. Ha ha, shorty think because she got the 3000 one. From the DR, it's not Brazilian. Listen, man, that shit is trash, bro. She looks terrible. She looks horrible. Uh-oh, what in the BBL? What in the BBL to the gnaw is this? Listen, I'm telling you, bro. Hold on. Let me rewind that. This shape is crazy, bro. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Listen. Ladies, and this ain't body shaming. You look how high them pants is, clearly above her belly button. You hiding all that gut.
Belly deli?
Who's supposed to be scared of that belly?
Belly deli?
I'm scared of that belly. You hiding all that gut. Legs have no type of definition to them. That is a BBL. I'm sorry. We know a BBL when we see one now, ladies. It is 2025. Her belly got bigger after her surgery. Needless to say, she didn't go to the gym post-op. She didn't. We know when a girl gets a BBL and she goes to the gym post-op. We can tell. She got a little stuck when he called her out on the BBL.
Let him cook.
Man, why does no one want to hit the heavy squat rack to build the legs? Well, one, what's up, Jabari House? They don't know the benefits of it. And it's not easy. Squatting ain't easy. Squatting fucking sucks. I do squats every week. They suck. That's why nobody wants to do them. Everybody wants the instant result. But anyway, that's why we look how we look and they look how they look. Let's keep this podcast going, man. And I'm killing y'all on the first video. And guess what she ate? Guess what she ate before she went to pop the balloon?
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Guess what she ate before she went to pop the balloon?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it. Cancel me. Somebody said to me the other day, you're not scared of getting canceled? Try to cancel me. Try it. You can't cancel me. Because there's too many people that agree with the post. All right? It's all facts. You can't cancel me. Anyway. All right. I don't know what's going on in America. Okay? Let's get this clear before I go to the next video. I don't have no issue. Hold up. Hold up. She's 51. Jabari, you're out of here because I know you lying.
Strike three, you're out.
She 51 with that BBL? Hold on. Fuck. Before we move on, hold up. I need someone to confirm that this woman is 51 with that BBL shape looking like that and going on the internet.
Steen, why was hold your up. Balloon?
You telling me this woman is 51? Oh, sorry. You telling me this woman is 51 with that BBL? We got potential grandmamas getting BBLs at this age. We got a mom that's a teenager.
Nope.
Getting a BBL at this age and not going to the gym. We're cooked.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Somebody confirm that she's not 51. Please tell me.
You know, black people.
No.
These heifers get those BBLs trying to look like Miss Incredible from The Incredibles and look like some damn fools. Looking like Miss Foolish. She's 51 or 5'1", both of them. She's 51. I seen the episode. She got grown kids. Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, we're cooked. This guy stinks.
She's 51. Hey, let me tell y'all this, bro. Let me tell y'all this. I'm I don't consider myself a crash out, bro. But let my mom do some shit like that at her age, I'm crashing out. She might disown me as a son. What are you doing, bro? 51, that's goofy. Get your ass in the gym. She definitely in her 50s. Said it on the show, unfortunately. Yeah, we're cooked. No, I'm not lying. I watched the episode. She said it herself. That episode had older contestants on. Yeah, we're cooked. She's a few years older than me. She doesn't look 51, but getting a BBL at 51 as well. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna cook the girl. That's some goofy ass shit. Did she get tattoos at a late age too? Who knows? Granny BBL cheeks is insane. And you still a big back.
Big back activity.
Anyway, hit the like button. We got to move on. That's crazy at 51. Anyway. America. Sound like Bernie Mac. America. Head ass. Damn, what a poor selection for homeboy. Yeah. That's up. What up, Coach G? I don't know. Look, I don't care what your sexual preference is, okay? We make jokes on the show about everybody. It's going to be some gay folks on here I make fun of, whatever. Trans folks, whatever. This right here is not, this is ridiculous, bro. These fat people on the runways, I don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever. I got a problem with it, bro. I got a real problem with it. We are glorifying and encouraging these bad habits and these people going to their early grave, putting them on the runway and celebrating them. Let me show y'all the video before I go in. No sound here. Come on, man. Come on, man. You can't even tell the boob from the back fat. You don't know what's going on. Come on, man. What are we doing here, bro? A runway. This is a what they call it, a humiliation ritual. This is a humiliation ritual or whatever they call it. I mean, why are we doing this nowadays? Now you're going to have overweight people see this. You think they going to go to the gym?
Big back activity.
They not going to the gym. They going straight to
Lord, how you get from Popeyes?
And then if they fall down, they talking about
my leg went out.
Come on, y'all. We got kids on the internet. We got kids thinking this shit okay. We got kids 200 pounds getting this size from seeing this shit. What the hell is going on, man? This shit is clown behavior. And no, this is not a woman.
My back pregnant.
And no, this is not a woman.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
This is a man. So not only... And I'm not trying to get into this shit. I'm not trying to get into politics. I'm not trying to get into this. But this is super clown behavior. We already got a testosterone problem with ninjas. And now this. We encouraging.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep it real, man.
No diddy, you know.
I'm not a fan of this. The whole shebang, I'm not a fan of this. We glorifying this shit. Then you go on the internet, you go on the comments. All the comments is, oh, she looks happy. What you mean she look happy? What are you talking about, she looks happy? There's no way you wake up in that body and you happy.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Why you can't get fit and gay? Why you can't be fit and gay and the car don't shake? I ain't telling you not to live your life. But this shit is crazy. You got all types of health issues. And she is getting a bag from being fat. He, she is for sure getting a bag. They, them is getting a bag from being fat. So you're not putting no type of work in, not developing no type of skill, and you getting rewarded for it. I'm telling you right now, this shit going to turn into a disaster. And I'm not, like I said, I ain't on here to get political. But this shit about to stop. All this praise and this shit, the world is coming back to normal. All this shit is about to stop. We're not going to get into politics. But if you pay attention to some of the shit that's going on right now, this shit's stopping. They getting TikTok up out of here, potentially. Just where this rhetoric is pushed the most. They about to get TikTok up out of here. So listen, y'all got to chill with this shit. Not y'all on this podcast, but anybody watching who think it's okay, not, and people be like, you need to be nicer. You need to speak up. No, the fuck I don't. No, the fuck I don't. I'm speaking up on this, bro. All this encouragement has gotten the country to the fattest it's ever been. So if the encouragement and the praise is getting us unhealthier, unhealthier, kids fat as hell walking around. Women the same weight as a linebacker, and they 5'3", and talking about they thick and it's okay, and I need this type of ninja.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
I'm not letting that shit rock. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Cancel me. Canceling. Some tell me. She not heating up plates in the oven for her man. Too busy trying to be young. Oh, you talking about the last chick. She look like Ving Rhames if she take that wig off. Hey, go ahead, brother. Look like a melted marshmallow. Stop the cap. What up? Dom DeMarco. Yo, what the fuck, Marty? I'm eating, bro. My bad, brother. You already know. Listen, get your meals in before the show starts, because you know what type of time we on. You know what it is. Oh, I remember that person. Yeah, this the one that celebrated 500 pounds. I'm late, but yo, to a fit week. What up, Quincy? They do a lot of big back content. What up, Kenzie? Marty, you done for the day? I ain't done. We ain't going nowhere. You're done for telling
break
me
three,
I'm done.
You're out.
Big Mermaid about to be a sex symbol. Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. I'm not a fan of that. Not a fan of that. Dude got a...
My back pregnant.
Front and side. Yo, we got to arrest Marty for this. Y'all ain't arresting nothing. You can't arrest the host. You can't arrest me. I do the arresting on this show. All right? We here. That button is wild. LOL Spider put you out. Spider can't put me out. That's a new species. New species of land whale. 500 pounds, sushi roll built. This mess got to stop. And listen, I'm trying to stop this. This is crazy. BBO well. What's up? Gola Ram, what's going on? BBO well, I love it. Dom DeMarco. All right, man. That's what I'm saying. The world getting crazy, bro. Somebody got to speak on it, bro. Somebody got to speak on it. Listen, let's continue the podcast. I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. Now, we at the point now, we talked about this the other day. Marty going Lonzo on ninjas. I'm putting cases on all you bitches' face ass. Yeah, I'm putting cases out. Now, we talked about this, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, where people going to the doctor.
My leg went out.
And they telling the doctor their problems. And the doctor says, okay, if this is your problem, you need the XYZ. Which XYZ is lose some weight. Oops. XYZ is lose some weight. And they ain't trying to hear that. They tell the doctor, next conversation. I'm not trying to hear that. Well, the weight is causing that problem. So you need to drop that weight. And stop waiting to get your gym membership. And stop waiting at Popeye's.
Lord, have chicken from Popeye's.
And stop waiting to fry some chicken.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
And stop waiting on them thick-ass ankles.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
And stop waiting on thirsty ninjas in your DM.
God damn.
And stop waiting on the chicken sandwich challenge.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
My bad. Let's check it out, man.
I'm going to stop you right there. I have absolutely no interest in talking about my weight or discussing weight loss today.
I have no interest in talking about my weight or discussing weight loss. Let's keep it going.
In this consultation, I came here to talk about my shortness of breath.
Stop right there. You don't want to discuss weight, but you're at the doctor because of shortness of breath.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
I'm not feeling bad for you because you got to be a different type of R word. I don't want to say the R word. To believe that your weight ain't affecting that. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
I would like you to take a thorough history, examine me, and help me figure out what's causing my shortness of breath.
Take a thorough exam of your history and find out what's causing your shortness of breath. Well, idiot, ain't that what the doctor is doing?
Big back activity.
I got you, Joe.
I beg your pardon?
Ain't that what the doctor is doing?
I beg your pardon?
But we so encouraged to not talk about our weight and just ignore it. Like, we don't do big back activities to directly affect the weight.
Big back activity.
That we just in DeLulu land. This is crazy. Oops. Yeah, I'm going to just start it over.
I'm going to stop you right there. I have absolutely no interest in talking about my weight or discussing weight loss today in this consultation. I came here to talk about my shortness of breath. I would like you to take a thorough history, examine me, and help me figure out what's causing my shortness of breath, rather than just blaming it on my weight and ignoring any of the underlying symptoms. So, should we get on with that?
Yeah, we're cooked. And I mean,
oh, brother, I don't think this guy stinks.
She clearly has an accent, so I don't know if this is UK. She might be in Scotland or Ireland. She might be in Australia. I'm not sure where she is. But this is worldwide now. It ain't just America. Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. The doctor can't even talk to you. But what's crazy is when I bring this shit up, people ask me, "Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor?" So basically, you're telling me what I'm saying is invalid because I'm not a doctor. But y'all ain't listening to the doctor. Y'all ain't listening to the doctor. Y'all eating too much bacon.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Oh, my bad. Y'all eating too much bacon.
Bacon has its own oil.
It's getting crazy out here, man. I'm hey, look. Hey, listen. You either keep up or get left. Y'all can stay behind. Stay back there. All right? Don't be complaining in 20 years. Face swole already. Her face is swole. And her ankles swole.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms.
Steph said, "Wait, old brother." The doctor told her she was big back in the first 30 seconds. Well, we see she big back from a mile away. I seen her back from DC to the UK.
Let him cook.
I'm just saying. I got you, Joe.
Beg your pardon.
She needed to hear the truth because no one else was going to tell her. The doctor saw her blood test results. And the doctor said, clearly, it's your weight.
Big back activity.
Clearly, you carrying too much back on top of your back.
Your back has a back.
Clearly, your back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
So we need to do something about it. Mark Carter said, jab at the gut.
Belly, belly.
Man, I would been to a doctor. I would been a doctor if I knew I could just bullshit people out of their money and tell them take some Tylenol and Vicks. We got some bad info growing up, Joe. Her face barely fit on the screen. Apparently, she isn't out of breath if she bitching for no reason. Comments on the thou wow tonight. I love it. Delusional Big Back says what about her shortness of breath? Oh, brother, what willful ignorance. Yeah, the ignorance level super high, man. Ignorance level super high. But like I said, it's all about the money. It's big bucks in lying to people and keeping them backs big as shit. It's big bucks in that. Who is this gender neutral fat person? I don't know.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I can't tell what the pronouns are, so we just have to assume. Let me stop before they cancel my shit. She got a Red Lobster appointment right after. And Popeyes before that. Oh, my bad. Oh, we need to say a prayer for her.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
We need to say a prayer for her. Hold on. We're going to put her back up. Lord, we ask that you bless these people who don't want to listen to doctors. Help them listen to a gym membership. Help them listen to See Marty Fit. Help them figure out their gender, because it's a lot of big back people confused about their gender. And we know you made two genders. And that's a fact. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Let him cook.
Uh-oh. You know, praying triggers people nowadays. I don't know why, but I do know why, but that's another story for another day. She got a double date with Burger King and Wendy's later.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Jilly's life. I finally made it after 2 weeks. Yo, Jilly, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Or Jill. Did they say Jill or Jilly? Sorry, these shades be messing with me. Jill's life. Sorry. Miss Doubtfire want some Popeyes. Listen, it's too much Popeyes activity going on.
Blood hatching from Popeyes.
It's too much of that going on. She coming as a third wheel on a date at the Chinese buffet. That's crazy. And she all three people. It's like, no, let me stop. Those pronouns are big back, out of breath. Big back, pay bills, tax season right around the corner. It's about to get real spooky outside. Crazy. The prayer is crazy. My trainer is a straight fool. Oh, yeah, I don't think you've seen the prayer. Yeah, I don't think you've seen the prayer yet, Steph. You see the bags under her eyes. Big backing must be exhausting. I went to the gym today after having frozen pizza for lunch. Well, good job, Shy. I'm glad you did. All right. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Hit the like button. If you ain't hit the like button, hit the like button. If you did hit the like button again, just in case you didn't hit it, because y'all be lying. Yeah, I hit the like button. No, you didn't. Stop the cap. It's Jill, my love. Yeah, my bad. I corrected myself. It looked like Jilly with them shades on. It'd be hard to read with them shades on sometimes. All right, ladies.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're going to talk about the fellas today, too. But, ladies, I'm at the point now where y'all lucky I'm not president. Because aside from the weight, we're going to talk about this lady's weight. Before you have kids, we're going to ask how many books you read this year.
Nope.
Before you make a post on social media talking, we're going to ask how many books you read this year.
Nope.
Because it's one thing to be big back as hell and be cool with it. But now you can't speak?
Nope.
You barely could say a complete sentence?
Nope.
Where's the education? Let's check it out. Y'all going to love this one. Black women, I love y'all to death, but y'all took an L today with this one.
Yes, to be considered plus size, their personality, it gotta eat. And that face card, it gotta eat. Other than that, bitch, you just be.
What?
What? What?
PSA, to be considered plus size, their personality, it gotta eat.
Hold up. What? All I heard was plus size. What are you talking about?
What?
All I heard was plus size and eat.
What?
Which shows that this is big back encouragement.
Big back activity.
Maybe big backs can only understand because my fit back paws can't understand what's going
big
on.
Big back activity.
What the hell is this?
And that face card, it gotta eat. Other than that, bitch, it'll be.
Nah, I'm gonna be, ladies, maybe y'all know what she's saying. Maybe y'all know what she's saying. Maybe as a man, that's not.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
LGBT community, if y'all on the show, maybe y'all know what she said. I don't know what she's talking about. Can someone translate that for me?
PSA, to be considered plus size.
First of all, that C she said to be. That C was hard as hell.
Nope.
To be. Considered.
Nope.
That personality, it gotta eat. And that face card, it got.
I ain't never heard that many breaths in a sentence in my life.
Eat. Other than that, bitch, you just be.
She take a deep breath between each word. Gotta eat. To be plus size. She
PSA.
She only say one syllable words.
Dom the Monko.
But what people don't realize, too, is when you work out, you are improving your cognitive function. If you don't work out, because you're working out, you're working your brain as well. You're improving cognitive function. The foods you eat improves your cognitive function as well. If you're not doing that, I'm telling you. You're not about to tell me the most intelligent person in the world is a big back who never participates in activities and they only participate in
big back activity.
You're not going to tell me that. What y'all think she ate today?
Blood hatching from Popeyes.
I guarantee it.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Listen, this is crazy. Let's start it back.
PSA, to be considered plus size, their personality, it got to eat.
So to be considered plus size, that personality, it gotta eat. Maybe for my white community, if you don't know what she means, and the black community, gotta eat means it has to It has to be at a high level. She has to have a high level personality is what she's saying.
And that face card, it gotta eat.
So to be plus size, you have to have a great face card. I don't know about that one. I seen some gremlin looking big backs.
Big back activity.
And you could cancel me if you want to. I don't care.
A net be too to be.
Okay, let's break this down. I'm not sure what she said. Hold on.
Face card. It gotta eat.
That
bitch is a bitch.
A net bitch is a bitch. What the?
Nope.
What? Who's your common sense?
There's no common sense here. And just think about it. You got women like this that are going to encourage other women to stay overweight. Why would you resonate with someone like this? Why would you resonate and group yourself in the same community with somebody who can't even say a complete sentence? Not to say that it ain't fit people who can't complete a sentence, but at least they got some type of discipline and a level of consistency. I could resonate with that. But you resonate with a big back with no type of English, no type of language, can't communicate at all? What the hell is this?
PSA, to be considered plus size, their personality, it gotta eat. And that face card, it gotta eat. A net bitch is a bitch.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Y'all about to cancel me. But this shit funny, bro. Black people are the most intelligent. We have a lot of intelligent black people. That right there ain't helping our case. That's awful, bro. That's awful. I really don't care. I really don't care, man. I do not care. Nikki Harris with the super chat. Appreciate you, Nikki. Yeah, I got bills, too. We trying to go to page and get that bag, too. Appreciate you, Nikki. Motivational message. When you feel like quitting, remember why you started. Absolutely. Coach G, haha. Big back language.
Big back activity.
What she say, poor Tank? Steph, I'm honestly struggling to know what she said. Suffering succotash. What is she saying? We need subtitles. No, I really, like, I'm pretty good at figuring shit out. I really can't figure out what she's trying to say. I have no idea. She need a tutor and a trainer. And these be the ones, ninjas be in their DM thirsty over them and getting them pregnant. And then they be parents and wonder why the YNs and the kids is tripping.
Nope.
Another conversation for another podcast. They're going to cancel me for that one, too. We need another big back to translate. I swear to God, I'm not going to hell today. God laughing with us. All right. Joe, God is laughing with us. Because this was not God's intention for this to happen.
Yes, to be considered plus size, that personality, it gotta eat. And that face card, it gotta eat. A net bitch is a bitch.
Yeah, that wasn't part of God's plan. She needs a prayer. Lord, we ask that you help this girl take some speech classes. Some personal training classes, some group fitness classes. She need to walk classes. And I don't think she has her GED, so let's help her get her GED before she DIE. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a correlation between fitness and intelligence, I'm telling you, absolutely. Her tongue big as hell. Whoa.
No diddy, you know?
Brown Baldy, first one arrested today. That's crazy, Brown Baldy. That's crazy. Yo, Ninja's definitely in the DMs. Trust. Oh, yeah, Ninja's in a DM. Because she's not intelligent, they think she's an easy hit.
Let him cook.
Did I say that? Ladies? Ladies, show a little bit of intelligence, and you're going to turn the ain't-ish ninjas off. I'm just saying. Listen to your brothers and Coach C. Marty. The personality and face card, that last part, I'm done. I can't. I'm crying. Oh, my God. I don't know what she was trying to say. I bet she only has a GED. I bet she don't have a GED. She speak like dial-up internet, brain buffering. She got 200 on the SAT. Biggie with a lisp. Why her mouth shaped like an alligator? That's crazy. Eat mean a good personality and face. Yeah, good looking. She sound dumb as hell. Her lisp got a lisp. Other than that, bitch, you too big was the last sentence. Other than that, bitch, you too big.
Yes, like, to be considered plus size, that personality, it gotta eat. And that face card, it gotta eat. Other than that, bitch, you too big.
I don't think that's what she said, Nikki. I don't think that's what she said. Yeah, they banned a TikTok for sure. Yeah, she's the reason they banned a TikTok. Well, not well. Yeah, another conversation for another day. that is sorry that the fitness center at your youth hospital is closed. The neighborhood shopping center by me has a dialysis center because they want that instead. I must have missed that conversation. This is the type of woman who wants to fight her man for looking at a fit woman on social media.
Let him cook.
But she be the first one to look at a ninja with a six pack. And think she could bag him. Don't ask how I know. She really picked up her phone and shot this and thought she ate. No, ma'am. Where's the logic? Well, clearly no logic there. Big back bimbo. Does she speak jive? Yes. She said your personality and your face card got to eat in order to be big. Otherwise, you just big for nothing. Yes. She need closed captions. Hampton. Typical black woman. Hey, Hampton. That's crazy. Hampton. Hampton, we got to arrest Hampton. Hampton came in here with straight fire. That's crazy. If her and her Popeyes dude start having kids, I'm siding with the Russians. I told y'all, these be the ones having kids. These be the ones having kids. Make it a sound, the it got to eat. All right, let me move this video over here to my sound section. I got like eight sounds to make. We got to get back in the lab. Weaves are a no for me. It's never a brain or good mindset under it. Hampton's in here with the heat today. Oh, man. You know the black woman gonna cancel me and Hampton. You hate black women. You hate your mother. My mom probably agreed with this ninja. Let's keep it going.
Let him cook.
Those big lips look like they fit around a big back sausage. That's why she talks like that. Mark, what the hell are you? Who mans is this, bruh?
No Diddy, you know?
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That
who mans is Mark Carter? Mark Carter. What? Come on, bruh. She has a GED, good eating disorder. No lisp when she in the drive-thru. Oh, yeah, she's speaking clear there.
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
She ain't lisping. She ain't huffing and puffing. Yeah, let me get a number six. This, she's speaking clear. How she know that? Sound like she talking to Spider-Mo. Ayo, stereotypical black woman from the ghetto. I bet her name is Shanika. Hey, guys, chill, bro. We got black women on the show, guys. Hey, chill, y'all. Y'all gotta chill. Ooh, y'all ninjas is crazy. Yeah, y'all gotta chill, bro. Y'all gotta chill, bro. Nah, she telling you to eat her. Son, what is good with y'all, bro? Son. What is good with y'all, bro?
Strike three, you're out.
Son, we'll watch it one more time and keep it going, man.
Yes, like, to be considered plus size, that personality, it gotta eat. And that face card, it gotta eat. Other than that, bitch, you should be.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hell is going on. Our community, too fat for these women to use eight in a positive way. Yeah, they need to choose a different verb because all they do is eat. All they do is eat. And they're going to blame the shit on hormones. Shorty, you know you just had a 2,000-3,000 calorie meal. And you want to talk about some damn hormones and shit. Fuck out of here. Birth control. It's the birth control. Well, one, it ain't the birth control. And if it was the birth control, you don't need to worry about no D. You need to worry about getting to the gym. All right? That's what you need to worry about. You don't need to worry about no D. You worry about the wrong calorie burn. Them the wrong calories you need to be burning. My brothers and sisters in Christ, y'all are hilarious. I'm not offended because they're not talking about me. I have a good subject now agreement. Absolutely, Lotus. I agree 1,000%. But, you know, everybody don't think like that. Like, I see black man slander daily. That shit don't apply to me. What I'm going to get mad for? Yeah, black men ain't shit. Black men, that shit don't apply to me. I'm educated. I work hard. I got shit to lose. So that talk all y'all want. Y'all keep fucking with ain't shit ninjas. My mom natural, so is my mom too. And my mom in the gym.
DeMarco.
Yeah, I feel you. My mom wear weave sometimes though. Oops. My mom about to call me. Boy, if you don't shut up on that podcast, what's wrong with you? Uh-oh. She's going to chew me out when I get off this joint. She probably watching. She don't be commenting, but she be watching. She don't even got to speak. They know by her name, social, firstborn's name at the Popeyes, man. They blame everybody on birth control. Shit. They women agree, facts. They got her card on file at Popeyes. Ma'am, should we charge the card on file? Mom's about to call you in 3, 2. I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep it going. And what's crazy is we got more madness, bro. We got more of this.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Yeah, we need to, I don't know. We need to, the fellas, we need to start handing out testosterone. Because this is what happens when we hit the lowest testosterone levels on Earth. This is what women have to choose from.
No way in hell I went from weighing 7 pounds and 10 ounces to almost being the same size as the damn refrigerator.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Ain't no way in hell I went from weighing 7 pounds and 10 ounces to almost being the same size as
your damn refrigerator. Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Ain't no way in hell I went from weighing 7 pounds and 10 ounces to almost being the same size as your damn refrigerator.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
What the hell is going on, man?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I mean, listen, we at the point now where we joking that we the same size as a refrigerator.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We're laughing. He's so big that you can't even pause on this. First of all, pause.
Yo, that's pause. That's past great. Pause, man.
He's so big, we can't even tell if he has on underwear.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We can't even tell if he got drawers on.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
There's no pause. There's no sign of genitals there. Pause.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And that's a pause, like wild pause. I know. I'm almost exit stage left right now. But nah, this is crazy though, man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
What are we doing, man? We got to stop encouraging this shit, bro. Look, pause. Look at the leg. Pause. Look at the leg. That's the biggest leg I've seen in my life for a grown man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We don't even, like, naturally, you can't even get like that as a man. Your fucking habits have to be terrible. You have to be eating terribly, sitting down, drinking alcohol, just doing all types of big back activity. Bacon grease.
Bacon has its own oil.
Fried chicken grease.
You go fry
some chicken, you're going to need some.
You getting sixth place at Thanksgiving?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
You talking about
my back pregnant?
Why you trying to get
my back pregnant?
Pause. That's crazy. I'm sending myself to jail. That was crazy. I'm sending myself to jail, bro. But nah, this shit getting crazy out here, bro. It's getting insane, man. Yeah, Nikki. What the hell is that, a man or woman? I'm serious, I can't tell. That's a man, bro. Look at that elbow. Hold up. Slim, look at that elbow. I ain't never seen an elbow look like that. Look like a lacrosse ball. Elbow like a tennis ball. Elbow like a baseball. A big baseball elbow ass.
Strike three, you're out.
Softball elbow ass.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. Boobs through the through the wife beater. I mean, this is crazy, man. The belly so dropped so low that it's hanging outside of the wife beater. And y'all could tell me I'm body shaming. I don't care, bro. This is insane. We need to do something about this. This is not healthy. This is not healthy. Coddling ain't helping this shit. Colin ain't fixing shit. So we got to try something else. This is crazy, man. You got to give a fuck about yourself, man. Fathers are important. Man's got his whole bussy out on the internet. Yeah, Joe Thomas. You're arrested. You might be. I might put you in timeout. You might be banned from three shows. That's crazy. But yes, fathers are important. That's crazy. And just cause, let me get this straight. Just because you gay don't mean you ain't have a father. But this right here, this is crazy. This is insane. He definitely doesn't have a father.
Let him cook.
Ninja got sperm donor. All right, let me stop. If you, that's crazy. I know I offended some people today. And guess what?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
Y'all be all right. It's just words. If you get to the point, you look gender neutral.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
And I can't tell if you're a man or woman. You need to get your fat ass in the gym. Nigaro, if you don't get this nasty ass off the screen. No, I'm not. I'm keeping it on the screen.
Boy, if you don't.
Starting to see a pattern here. Another big back with a lisp. I wonder if that affects their speech. Is that a big back eunuch? He bigger than that fridge, Paul. Oh, my Lord. She weighs as much as a grown male lion, if you think about it. Man, non-binary. That's definitely non-binary. My coworker just seen this shit on my phone, and now I got some explaining to do. Oh, well. Sorry. The split in his stomach looked like where his legs start. Our community will be unisex, just big backs.
my leg went out.
No sign of genitals got me rolling. Yes, that's a strike three.
Strike three, you're out.
Ninja ain't got no no testosterone. Most of them are so young. Yeah, he in his 20s, I'm sure. Marty, you got like 20 strikes now. Get off of your podcast. Yeah, I got some strikes for sure. Nah. But I had to say that, bro. That was definitely Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Diddy-ass comments. Diddy-ass podcast host. Pause. A man with a food of fat upper D area? Hampton, that's crazy. Hampton. Fat upper D area? You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. That's crazy. Imagine being that big in my 20s, and even right now. I can't imagine. I'm nowhere near that big. That B word is disgusting. How does he use the toilet? It has to search around. Ugh, yuck. Don't put that shit on the, no pun intended, in my mind. It's ma'am. The irony. First glasses, now a lisp. Yep. Beyond disgusting and disturbing. Brown Baldy taking over as host. Fat Albert got competition. Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. We're cooked. We're done. We're done, man. I mean, this is crazy. The Fat Alberts. Yeah, hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. That's crazy. Yeah, make sure I hit the like button. We not done, man. We still got more podcasts. Libin Libon Rivera, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And I don't know how to say the name, but Libon said,
"Boy, ain't no way, boy."
That was my first thought when I seen that video.
"Boy, ain't no way, boy."
That shit crazy. All right, we got the, remember a couple weeks ago, those of y'all that were here, we had the body image consultant, I don't know, whatever the fuck it was, some shit like that. Fat Albert has balls or can find them.
Strike three, you're out.
Shy, you're out. Anyway, we had that fat consultant. Look at black people 50 years ago versus nowadays, facts. We had the weight image consultant, and she says it is discrimination. No, she said it's oppression if you tell somebody that the piece of cake that they got from a cake is too big. And if you don't believe me, we're going to check it out. That's what I'm saying. It's getting crazy out here.
San Francisco's new body image expert for the health department, Virgie Tovar, just announced that asking for a smaller piece of cake at a party is a form of oppression for fat people. Now, at first, I thought she was saying that it's unacceptable for you to comment on how big of a slice of cake someone else gets, and I would agree with her, but no, she says that it's oppressive for you to pick a smaller piece of cake because, in her words,
the idea that you can position yourself as superior to others through self-control and self-denial is super sexist.
Now, I'm all for people loving the way they look, no matter their shape or size, but I feel like this message has gone so far that it's skinny shaming, and isn't the whole message of body positivity about not judging people based on the way they look or the things that they eat? It is just baffling to me that San Francisco's body image expert for the official health
body image expert, that's where our country has gotten,
department is choosing to push the message on their platform that eating a smaller piece of cake is oppressive, because that is ridiculous. But that's my opinion. Let me know.
I'm going to play that part one more time.
She says that it's oppressive for you to pick a smaller piece of cake because, in her words,
the idea that you can position yourself as superior to others through self-control and self-denial is super sexist.
Now I'm all...
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about, man? I mean, this country is turning into a joke. And like I said, things are changing. I'm not getting political today. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. Fuda, hello. I'd like to speak with Merriam-Webster Dictionary, please. A new word needs to be added. Yeah, we're going to have to add a Fuda button or something like that. I was there 50 years ago, and there weren't that many big people, especially young ones. Yep. Them damn glasses. Speaking of oppression, last time I checked, slave owners didn't have big backs or slave backs back in the day. And not only that, brown body, they didn't have slaves. I mean, they didn't have big back slaves back in the day, and they gave the slaves the worst food. They gave them ninjas the chitlins.
I got beans, greens, potatoes.
The scraps, all the bullshit food they gave it to the slaves, and they still wasn't fat. Joe Thomas said, "Man, oh man." Type 2 diabetes mingling. That wicked scorpion, that's crazy. Come on, yo. Get wicked scorpion out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Those clothes are oppressed more than they are. Hell, them clothes need a decompress. Bars. Alright, man. We're gonna give the big backs a break. We're gonna show the fellas some love, and then we're gonna talk about fellas gotta chill in the gym. Anyway, what the hell does food choices have to do with sexism? Thank you. They don't even make sense when they're intellectualizing their big back babble. Exactly. All big back
babble. Big back activity.
Makes no sense. They just making up words and saying shit. You know Russian Joe T? Nah, I don't think I know who that is. But hey, we just gonna look real quickly. We got some fit old heads in the gym, and they flexing, and we love to see it.
I gotta at least come say hello to y'all brothers, man. Yeah. How old are you, my brother?
54.
You 54 years old?
Yeah.
Man, congratulations.
Fit black man.
This man 54 years old, yeah.
Testosterone in the gym.
How old are you?
61.
This man's 61 years old. I'm over here, yes, sir. The youngest dude over here, man.
Yes, sir.
How old are you, bro? 54. 54. 60-something. 54.
52 right here.
52.
Yes, sir.
He
yes, sir.
49. He's yes, the latecomer. He's the youngest one.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
50 over here.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about, man. Old boy's getting it in, man. Old boy's getting it. Hey.
Hey, shout out to the fit men, man. In their 40s, 50s, and 60s. You better see. Now, we show the ladies love on here. We show the fit ladies love on here, too. Sometimes I can't find the videos, you know. Yes. He look early 40s, not 61. Facts. They look good. Okay, Gen X, that's my generation. Nikki, funny as hell. Work. Yes, sir. All right. We got another crash out situation at the gym. Role models, absolutely. We got another crash out situation at the gym. Listen, I don't know if it's pre-workout. I don't know if it's steroids. I don't know if it's people that think that just because they got muscles, you can act a certain way. But listen, people are not concerned about your tripod. If you got a tripod and you're recording, people going to walk through it. It can be intentionally. It can be unintentionally. Guess what? You can edit the shit out of your video. It's not a reason to start a fight. Let's check it out. Here we go.
It is bad. We came giving them promotion to advertisement. Excuse you, homie. Excuse you.
Oh, my bad. You good?
First of all, you recording in front of the entrance, and that's Gold's Venice. I've been there. You recording in a walkway area.
Yeah, I'm good, too.
Well, yeah, how y'all doing? What do you mean? Dude, you ain't going to tell me, homie.
You good? What's
good? Yeah, you good?
What's up, man? How did you do that?
Hello,
bro.
Okay,
yo, you good? Hey, you know Joey Stacks?
Yeah, no,
that's one of my homies. He comes and stays with me all the time. My name's Jay Hop, man.
All right.
Okay. Cali, chill, dog. Nobody like that.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're a little angry. Chill out.
Go ahead, dog.
Chill out, bro.
Go ahead.
Chill out a little bit.
Y'all need to chill.
Tell
me chill out.
Chill out, man. I don't want
to
talk. Let's talk.
Just go.
I can take my help. You put the knife down, all that.
So apparently he pulled a knife out because the guy walked through his video. Pulling a knife out is crazy at the gym because someone walked through your video, first of all. And I'm going to tell y'all this, black folks, my black men, don't think because it's a white boy, that white boy won't hem you up and fuck you up.
Nope.
Because apparently white dude right here does MMA. If you don't train MMA and you just lift weights, even if the dude is significantly smaller than you, he going to fuck you up. Guaranteed. Don't sit here and think it's sweet. And same for the other way around. White folks, don't think a black person won't fuck you up neither.
Okay, go ahead. All right, chill out. Nobody. Go ahead.
Chill out, bro.
You keep all, you still talking, boy.
What'd you say?
You still talking.
What do you want to talk about, bro? Don't put the knife on everything. You
don't
impress me, homie. You
don't
impress me, bro.
I don't even talk about
that. Like, the white dude really do that fighting shit.
You impress me, bro.
You
got a big Instagram following.
You know,
it's all good. Stay off all one. Let's go.
Yeah, you still right. You still right.
The issue 10 minutes ago, man. Why are you still talking? That was 10 minutes ago. Why are you still talking about that, bro? That's what I'm saying. That's cool.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Bruh, stop trying to fight at the gym. Stop trying to be tough guys at the gym, bruh. We're there to lift weights, do our cardio, whatever the fuck it is we do. That's it. Stop trying to be tough, man. I'm telling you, bruh, it be people in the gym that know some shit. Don't think just because you got muscles, you can't get fucked up. I done seen it happen. Now, have I had to fuck somebody up at the gym? I haven't. Allegedly. Second, now let me stop. Yeah. Fellas, get it together, man. Y'all, that's corny as fuck. And don't nobody give a fuck about your tripod. Understand that people gonna walk through your video sometimes. It is what it is. I saw this years ago. Cali Muscle's a clown, and that's all I'm gonna say about his fake Natty Rama eating ass. Yeah, he be on some clown shit. I could do a video on Cali Muscle every day. But we just going to keep it regular. That's the true definition of black don't crack, but that doesn't apply to every black person. There's black people in their 20s and 40s that in their 20s that look like they're in their 40s. Yeah, and black people crack too.
Nope.
Shit. Shitting me. Black don't crack. Shout out to the Jim Brothers. That white dude wasting his time, I would have walked away. Me too. Roy's make folks emotional. Jiu-Jitsu Jake was finna body Cali Muscle, and he let him slide for real. Stop the cap. If you're an idiot, have a mental illness, or you're insecure, you shouldn't be taking drugs or smoking weed or doing hard drugs. Facts. I got a bounce. Finished watching the morning squats in the AM. All right, Mike Hawkins. Nothing but facts. I've seen so-called hood dudes get their asses whipped by skinny MMA fighters lifting heavy weights. Don't mean shit if you get fucked up. Yeah. That shit do not translate to the hands. And if you fighting a Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, MMA, fucking, what's the other one? Crawl, McGraw, whatever. If you fighting one of them, okay. Good luck. Remember that ninja had a health scare from all of that hyphy mud he used to take? Yeah, yeah. That ninja's tripping. He tripping now, too. But anyway, man. Hey, fire episode, man. Fire episode. I guess I got some new buttons to work on this weekend. So, yeah, I should be back in the studio next week. Like I said, I wanted to give the fellas a day off. They seem tired the past couple times I've been in there, so they wasn't matching my energy. So, he was about to fight a whole Dragon Ball Z character. Nah, real shit. Real shit. Real talk. Real talk. Yeah, man. But yeah, we're cooked out here. We're cooked. The Big Back Encouragement has reached an all-time high. And I'm going to keep speaking up on this shit. I really don't care. Like, if you're telling me not to speak up on it, that means you support the shit. That means you support the bullshit. You either against it or you with it. And if you tell me to shut up, that means you with it. That hair hit the cauliflower ears. Yeah, it probably did. I'm sure it did. No sounds from the other Big Back tasting chicken. Yeah, Sha, I'm working on it. Working on it. Working on it. Because, yeah, I'm working on it. I got it in my folder. So we'll see. But, yeah, man. Hey, appreciate y'all watching. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. Hit the like button. See Marty Fit on YouTube, clearly, because that's where you watching. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. Send the videos, share them. We got to get the message out there. Appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. And I'll be back on here Sunday, 8 p.m. And listen, man, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improved physically, mentally, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be big as a fridge and have your belly sticking out your wife beater and covering your genitals, don't watch the podcast. If you want to tell the doctor your weight don't affect your shortness of breath, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be 51 years old lying about your BBL, getting a BBL, don't watch the podcast. If you take that $20 and buy Popeyes, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to speak the English language, don't watch the podcast. It got to eat. If you say big girl's personality got to eat, don't watch the podcast. Hey, man, hit the like button. Appreciate y'all, bro. I'll catch y'all on Sunday, man. If you wear weaves and cannot read, don't watch the podcast. Appreciate y'all, man. Catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.